Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment. Yes, your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, Google's finally thought about it and thought, you know what, we've got YouTube, well, why don't we move live hangouts over there? Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place. So, as you might have guessed, starting September 12th, the option over there at Google Plus to start your on-air hangouts, yeah, it will no longer be available. You got to go to YouTube for that. In fact, users will be prompted to use YouTube Live. Now, according to the Google support document, you'll be able to set up your new hangouts on air by creating either a quick event or a custom event using YouTube's Live Creator Studio tool. You can go live immediately, or you can schedule to broadcast it later. It's entirely up to you. There is one drawback, however, though. Hangouts on air apps like Q&A, Showcase, and Applause are not currently available for YouTube Live. Well, time to take a look and see what Snapchat's up to today. It looks like they're buying a search app. Okay. Any bets Facebook will be next in line to do this? Anyways. Yes, Snapchat is finalizing its acquisition of Verb. And apparently they got a lot of money in the bank, too, because it's costing them about $100 million in stock and cash. I know. Snapchat users are probably sitting there thinking, a search app. Why? Well, we don't know either. Verb actually markets its app as a convenient tool to search and discover trending topics. It can also do things like make reservations or get yourself an Uber too, basically making it convenient for you so you don't have to go from app to app to app to app. Funny thing about it, never really had much success in either the App Store or the Google Play. Yeah, that's probably where you're thinking, oh, I've never heard of this. Yeah, me neither. So yeah, I'm thinking like you, $100 million for something nobody's ever heard of? Boy, that's a lot of damn money. Guess we'll have to wait and see what Snapchat does with their purchase here in the following months. Or years, who knows. Well, from Snapchat, we hop on over to Instagram Stories. Yes, the copy. And being the fact they're trying to copy Snapchat, yeah, they're trying to catch up to it with a whole bunch of camera controls now. And with this new update for Android and iOS of Instagram, it'll let you swipe up and down to zoom in while you're recording video. Yeah, like that other social app. Yeah, Snapchat. In fact, the iOS version will let you double tap to switch cameras in mid-clip. Just like Snapchat. Yeah. So, if you're game on trying out the new ripped-off features, go grab your update now. Got something for the kiddies today on the BTN News Show. And I said kiddies, not kitties. Yeah, Spotify's got a new kids section. Yay! Spotify's new kids category is aiming to help parents and their children bond over music. Aww. They're also hoping it encourages kids to develop their language skills with in-app prompts. It's actually a new category. It's just called Kids and Family, and it offers a variety of playlists for everyday activities. You know, like bath time and bedtime and playtime. Pretty much all they care about, though, is playtime, am I right? Yeah. And to make it easier for you parents out there, each playlist has an age recommendation for parents to determine which is most suitable for their child. So, parents, get ready to hear the same song over and over and over and over. And finally, today we are diving deep into scientists and what they think about sitting there at their desk all day long. Such as things as why do humans often give without accepting anything in return? Or things like why do we go out of our way to help strangers? Well, after sitting at their desk for a little while, they thought, you know what? It probably has something to do with our big old brain. Scientists at Cardiff University say that constantly comparing ourselves to others has actually shaped our evolution. They're saying that because of the way we judge others, it actually has contributed to our evolution and even our survival. So how did they come to this conclusion, you're asking yourself? Well, what they did is they created games where one simulated human was tasked with deciding whether to donate to another person based on their reputation. If the player chose to donate, they incurred a cost and the receiver was given a benefit. Each player's reputation was then updated in the light of their action. And then after that, another game was initiated. Yeah, this sounds boring as hell, doesn't it? Anyways, they found out if the receiver's reputation was similar to the donor's one, there was more likely to be a one-way interaction. Also, if the human was more prone to giving, that person would also be more likely to receive. Now, just like with anything, this study, of course, needs more research to make it more concrete for us. And maybe what they need to do is go into a real-world situation. Like in some neighborhood, like, I don't know, Bob across the street, who you decided to lend the screwdriver set that he really needed and promised he'd give it back and never did. That son of a If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the destination for, well, you know that already, the best podcast on the internet. If you're not subscribed to them, get subscribed over there. Get subscribed on iTunes as well. Follow the VTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network. And get hanging out with us in our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until Wednesday comes, I'm going to go across the street and see what the hell Bob's up to. As always, thank you very much for listening. Well, what they did is they created games where one simulated human. Hey, it's fine to be part of the human race. How about you?